Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called, When Will Jesus Come? Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
How many of you have heard me talk about Brother Halverson? How many of you have ever heard him pray? All right, when you're praying with Brother Halverson, which is the farthest advanced prayer I ever knew in my life. He's going to be praying in tongues, and then suddenly he's going to go off in English. And so oftentimes I would be praying with him, and he would say, abundant entrance, abundant entrance, abundant entrance. And then he would say, arrangements, arrangements. So, you know, I prayed with him quite a lot, and I got nosy. And one day I dared ask him. He was sweet. He didn't mind me asking. I said, what is this abundant entrance you're always praying? He said, well, some saint of God, mature saint of God, is going home. And God is praying, having me pray about their entrance. Their abundant entrance and the arrangements that are going to be made. And he so believed in his prayers. He so believed in his prayers. And one day, they called me. Fern, this is in the opening of his book back there. We have a book back there by the, if we've got any, they're about out of print, but we're going to have them reprinted. And so he called me, he and Fern called me. I guess it was about 10 o'clock in the morning. And they would not let me off that telephone. And I had things. I love talking to them, but, you know, I did have some things to do after an hour. And they wouldn't let me go. They wouldn't let me go. And they're inquiring to my health and how I was feeling. And let me pray for you. And now when Brother Halverson call about your health, bless the Lord. So anyway, after 2 hours, I hung down the phone. And immediately the phone rang again, bling, and it was Christy. It was Brother Lee Morgan's daughter. And she said, Daddy's left. Grandpa's fallen in the bathroom, and we think he may have died. So, bless the Lord. Then after it all came out, I called Phil and Fern back because they love Pastor Lee so. And I called them back, and they said, oh, they were so relieved. And they said, for days, we've been praying, Billy will bid thee farewell. Billy will bid thee farewell. Abundant entrance. Abundant entrance. Arrangements. Pastor Lee. So they put all that together, and it was me. But Pastor Lee's father was named Billy Morgans. And he was well known throughout all of Oklahoma as one of the kindest, best deacons in the Assemblies of God Church. So he would pray about this abundant entrance. Now, what it says here, and McLaren pointed out, is this word five that's translated add, is the same Greek word that's translated ministered in verse 11. So what he is telling to them is, if you do this, there will be ministered to you an abundant entrance. Some people are going to make it as if by fire, but some are going to have an abundant entrance. And it's going to depend on you, what you did in your body. You can go to heaven, your spirit's born again, but you at the judgment seat of Christ, you are going to meet. He's going to reward you for what you did in your body. And he's talking to them about the future. He's talking to them about prophecies. He's talking to them about the coming of the Lord. Of course, he's talking to them about even heaven. If you'll do this, if you'll add this, then you'll have an abundant entrance. Bless the Lord. Same Greek word, glory to God. I thank God for people that know more than I do. Now he says, verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. I got some things I want you to remember here, people. Though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. In John 21:18, Jesus prophesied to Peter about how he would go. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my, King James says, decease, it should say departure. Any of you have a Bible that says departure? Yeah, because it is the Greek word exodus. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my departure, to have these things always in remembrance. Never in the New Testament does it talk about physical death as death. It always talks about leaving your tabernacle, leaving your tent, departing. Departing, having an abundant entrance. All of this has to do with that. So he's called them up together. The people of that day, and the church is mostly Jewish in that day. They have been Jewish, and now they come in to be born again. They regard Peter with much more regard than they did Paul. Because Peter walked with Jesus. He was the one who knew him. And they had such a reverence for Peter. Now, the first letter that was ever written to the church was Thessalonians. And what had happened in the Thessalonian church, remember what the Holy Ghost said through Paul? He said, I don't want you to be ignorant about those that have fallen asleep. This is what's going to happen. Because when Jesus came back from the dead, and he walked with them for 40 days and 40 nights, they were standing out there, and he went up to heaven, and the angel said, why are you standing there worried like that? This same Jesus shall come back. Well, they looked for him. I mean, they looked for him. He'd been appearing all the time. He appeared, you know, to the 500. He appeared in the upper room. He appeared over on the shores of the Galilee. So they thought he'd come any time. But guess what? People started dying. And then they thought, maybe we were wrong. We left our Jewish religion. Our family kicked us out. And he's not come back yet. And he's not come back yet. And he's not come back yet. So God gave him a word through Paul. He's going to come all right, and he's going to meet you in the air. And these that have fallen asleep, well, you're going to go up with them. So I can remember, you know, the faith message. When I first went to work for Brother Hagin, I was employee number 12. And he'd been a preacher just, you know, going from church to church. And suddenly God hit that faith message and it started spreading all everywhere. And churches grew up. And you know what? Some people died. And I'm telling you, when somebody died, you would have thought the whole faith message isn't even the truth. And I remember Mac and Lynn Hammond's church. There was a man in that church, and he was the head of their, you know, they go out on the streets and minister. And he was the head of that. And he got sick, and they were believing for him, and he died. And I mean to tell you, they called our office. They wanted Brother Hagin or Brother Copeland. They couldn't get either one of them at that time. So they got me. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes folks go on. We don't have every answer. And if you think you do, you're badly, sadly mistaken. And you haven't got any business judging other folks. And why they went on or why they chose to go on. You have no business of it. None of their beeswax, to tell you the real truth. David Horton said, and his wife Sherry left, he said, in the faith message, people won't even leave you alone and let you die in peace. It's a truth. Wonder where they missed it. Oh, brother is right. Reading verse 13. I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle. He called it his tabernacle. His tent. To stir you up by putting you in remembrance. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ shown me, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things in remembrance. But it really says Exodus, after my departure. So here he is. He is standing in the number one place. He's not the Pope like some people said, but he does have number one honor in the body of Christ. And he's going to go. Now it isn't just someone in the Thessalonican church. Now it's Peter. And Jesus hasn't come. So Peter, he knew he had to help him before he left. And of course, God gave him the words. The Holy Ghost gave every bit of this. And so he says, I got to tell you some things here. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't make up a story that he's coming again. He is coming. And this word is parousia. It means when he comes to set up his kingdom. He's going to do it. He's going to come back. He's going to come back, put his feet on this earth and set up a visible kingdom. And he told you about it. We told you about it. It's not a fairy tale. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Peter, James, and John were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. And they said, it's truth. It's all real. We heard a voice from heaven. But that's not the most credible thing. We've got something that's more credible than the voice from heaven.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, When Will Jesus Come? By Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you, this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.